You know, I guess you could say I've had a somewhat of a somber spirit. You know, not because I like to, right? I mean, that's just kind of what it is. You know, more so the state of Israel, where we're going, what we're trying to attain to, and the things that we may continually let things, you know, the things which we may continue to let get in our way. You know, many times we're high, and then we get low. You know, we got some brothers and sisters that run good for a month, and we got to pick them back up, you know, and then sometimes even ourselves, we're doing good for a while, and something knocks us off our track or off our path, and it is up to us to, you know, dig ourselves up and encourage ourselves to get back on track. And so, you know, one reason why I played Yes, Y'all this morning, was just to just speak on him, really, you know. And so I played the long version. And, you know, what's on my mind is, what are you missing? You know, and like I said, without really telling all, you know, we've had judgments or whatever, but we've also had, you know, we also have to, what's the word I'm looking for? We also have to discipline in a spiritual sense. And we all know that we can't kill folks. But you even have what? Philemon, right? You know, when Paul wrote to Philemon, asking him to let one Simon's back in, right, into the fold. You know, but when you read another part of the word, I can't remember what book it is, you know, it was talking about him being a faithful servant, a good, he's on the side of righteousness, you know, but somewhere along the line, he done something that got himself out. And now Paul's saying, let him in. Okay. And see, this is something that we've had to do. We've had to put people out. I'm over a few polo groups, and I literally just removed one brother off this week. And in this man's reasoning for why he's doing what he's doing, there's just no remorse. There's no remorse. There's no contriteness of spirit. There's no conviction about what we're doing, or what he's doing, rather. Let me say that. And I said, brother, this is not no play thing. I'm not laughing. And you over here telling me sorry. Please forgive me, elder. Please don't thank you. Please forgive me. You saying that. And you smirking and you giggling here and there. Bro, you ain't taking us serious. Well, you're not under me, so I can't remove you out of Israel, but you ain't gonna be on this group. You see what I mean? But it's vexation, man. Of spirit when you have this type of shit around. And you gonna be up here Passover. Then you come to stage play like no one ever knew you. You know, on other platforms, right? You act like you knew. You got kicked off of this one, and now you're making yourself known over here. And the elders and the other brothers, all right, bless you. Welcome in. It's like, I just ain't got to these leaders yet, but I'm getting to them. Because they over here looking like, oh, this new, bless you, brother. You know, trying to encourage them and all this. Nah, man, this dude foul. Y'all just don't know it. But I'm going to let y'all know. You know what I mean? This is underlying stuff. And this is how brothers easily creep in. You know what I mean? And then on Facebook, I had to hit up another head of fellowship. I said, hey, man, this name. What's his status with the ministry? Oh, man, we got rid of this cat. Got you. I'm following suit. I went through I'm like, who are these people on my Facebook? Man, hey, what's the status with this cat? Last I heard, he was there with y'all. Oh, he gone. Okay, cool. Follow suit. Gone. You have more as a friend? Nope. He ain't gonna be mine either. See, that's how I'm trying to follow suit. Because these people are not satisfied with the king, or they're not satisfied with the state which they're in. They're not. And so, what are you missing? All right. We're gonna start off here in Psalms 37, verse 3. It says, trust in Yahweh and do good. All right, and it says, so shalt thou dwell in the land, okay, and verily thou shalt be fed. All right, so you're going to trust in Yah and you do good. So you got to do something. And that's, y'all going to see that throughout this whole thing. You got to do something and then you get this. Yes, you got to do and then you'll have this. You know, it's a tit for tat. They ain't no just, I'm just here and I'm Israel, so I'm owed this shit. No, you're not. Not at all. Period. Oh, I want the shine he getting. Well, you ain't doing something that he doing. I want what she got. I want the shine she. Well, you ain't doing what she doing. And then you also got to just be content to stay with your end, because what if you will never attain to what that brother doing? You got to be content with that. Gift will make room for you. And then when it's time for your gift making room for you, then the rest of us need to just fall back and clap and be happy that, you know what I'm saying, for that gift making room for you. All right, so you got to trust and do good. All right, then you're going to dwell in the land and you shall be fed. Delight thyself also in Yahweh, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So delight. You got to delight. Well, we're going to look at delight. We're going to delight ourselves in the Most High. All right, 8:60:26. All right, anog. All right, and it means to be soft or pliable, you know. So we're going to go to a renewed covenant as well. You're going to let him be the potter and you be the clay. You're going to be pliable, right? You're going to delight in him so he can mold you and shape you, change your mind, change your composition. As you grow in this thing, some of us have coined new phrases, like the new me. It's the new me. Okay. Well, us brothers watching the new you. Us sisters is watching this new sister. All right, because you coined it. You said, this is me. This is me. I'm new. I'm different. I'm going to be different. Right? But we're going to sit back and watch. We're going to sit back and see how much clay you actually are. We're going to see how pliable you are. We're going to see if you done got brittle or not. Because he's probably here, so he's supposed to be soft and pliable. All right? Figuratively, it says here, feminine or luxurious. All right? You're supposed to be delicate. Sport yourself. All right. In Yah. Okay. So this is all in him. All in him. Every last bit of it in him. Delight, delight, delight. So once you're pliable, you know, and you soft, if you've made yourself, you know, pliable and moldable, so your composition could be changed, then he could give you desires of your heart. Some people think they changed and they ain't changed at all. Some people think they've changed and wonder why their desire has been met. Because you think you've changed. You, only you think you've changed. In your own little world, you think you've changed. You know, this is where your brothers and sisters come in at. This is where, when you ask for constructive criticism, if you really want to know, right? That's when that comes in. Sometimes I go to pastor, man, just eyes burning, just wanting to bust out in tears, just, what's I need to do? Anything I need to change? You know, because I'm winding myself up for a blow. Because I'm asking. I'm not asking because I'm trying to get something. I'm just trying to be in good graces. I'm trying to be right with the King, man. So I'm trying to make sure, okay, man of y'all, El Roots, El Bet, hey, what y'all think? You know? Is this something I'm not doing? You know, can I push further here? Something. I'm looking for this. You know what I mean? So, but the focus can't necessarily be on desire. Desire is that it's just going to be met. Yes, sir. That's all. Some brothers don't even ask for certain things. They have a desire deep down. It's, you know, it's just sit and wait. Some brothers just literally pray on it. Father, you see fit, let me make it happen. I'm just going to wait on you. And y'all going to put in somebody else's heart for you. Kind of like me, my heart for Elliot. You know, that's just a little example. Okay. Desires. H 48:62. Mishalah. All right. It's a request. All right. It's a petition, a desire. So it's a request. So let's say, for instance, you know, make your request known. And when you also look behind this word, you'll find a little throughout the word is that they asked Yah. They inquired of Yah. They asked of Yah. And it's a petition. It's a request is what it is. All right. And it's from this word, 7592. Shaw all. All right. To inquire, to request, to demand, to ask, counsel. And so every time that they will go and inquire Yah, this is the word you'll see. They go and inquire of Most High. They went and asked counsel is what they did. Borrow, beg, lay to charge, consult. So properly, this will be consult or to ask of counsel, you know, to obtain. All right. And I've asked this question, like I said, Woody missing of many of the young bloods. I've asked this question of sisters. I've asked this question of other brothers, each one of them as they were on their way out. You could see them struggling. You see them wavering. Y'all have heard me talk about this, struggling and wavering. And you can see them. And I'm just wondering, man, what you ain't got? What is it that you ain't got? What is it that you have not attained to that got you in this condition? And these are all questions you got to ask yourself. Because it's desires, right? It's that's what it is. See, when you're dead and these desires done went by the wayside. You know, when we're truly seeking after what Yah want. That's something I actually picked up from Mel Rufus. You know, he started telling me, you know, as I talked to him maybe the last 2 years, he would all consistently talk about, well, what does Yah want for you? I hear what you want. I hear what you desire. I hear what you're thinking. I'm hearing the way you're wanting to go with the community and stuff and with the family. But what about what Yah want? You know? And so, you know, I put down here, why will Yah give you your desire? Why? Just why? It's a good question to ask yourself. Is why will he give you your desire? Why? For what? What's so special about you? What have you done? What are you doing? What have you kept? What have you practiced? You know? Why wouldn't he? Why would he? Why wouldn't he? Right? All right. Erica, just take her in the room. Yeah, give her my breath. Fine. That's fine. Now, I also have a third question. What should be our desire? Right? What should we be putting our mind on? Because a desire can consume you. Your want can consume you. The way the things, the way you think they should be can consume you. All this stuff can consume you. It consumes you. Just like a, you know, there's plenty of things I've mentioned this to y'all before. You know, I spoke evil of things which I understood not, right? I told y'all last week, the week before. You know, until I started getting the picture from the shepherd and others, like, okay, got you. And I started just shutting the hell up. Because I don't know. Hey, that's his lot. He got the way to Israel upon him. Right? Not me. He do. I just need to be his helper to lift his arms up. You see what I'm saying? And just see what our end is going to be. Save my job. So why let that consume my mind? I'm going to wait. I'm going to chill. Why put too much stress on me? You know what I'm saying? I liken this to what Mother Carol said years ago. You know? Oh, shoot. I'm the wife. I ain't tripping. I'm waiting on him. Pastor, that's the smartest woman in ministry. She ain't worried about nothing. Him. It's on him. You see what I mean? See the difference there? So why get weighed down by things you can't control anyway? For what? Right? So like I said, your desire will have you, I mean, tossed to and fro. To and fro. All right, we're going to go to Psalms 34. We're going to start at 8. It says, oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Okay. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. All right. So you trusting in him. Oh, fear Yahweh, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. All right. So there's nothing lacking. All right. This want. All right. Let's just hit on the word want real quick. All right. H4270. Right. I can't even say it. Is it Machsor? All right. Machsor or Machsor. All right. And it means deficiency, impoverishment is what it means. All right. In the KJV, lack, need, penury, which is just poverty, right? Poor, poverty, want. So you're in want. So penury means want of property, indigent, indigence, extreme poverty. So let's go back. 34:9 Psalms says, "Oh, fear Yahweh, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him." So there's no lack to them that fear him. There's no deficiency. You understand? There's no impoverishment. There's no poverty. You know what I mean? There's none. There's no need. You know what I'm saying? Because all your needs have already been met. You see what I'm saying? So they ain't no, I'm not in want. All right. So, because you fear him. So we can't lose sight. I don't want to lose sight. I'm going to keep bringing. And this is also, oh, fear. So you, oh, fear, Yahweh. You know what I mean? Before it told trust. And now it's talking about fear. Okay. And earlier it said delight. Okay. All right. So right here it says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Yahweh shall not want. It says shall not want any good. Right. So I mean, they ain't going to lack anything that's good. They're not going to be impoverished from anything that's good. They're going to have what they need, which is good. You see what I'm saying? So when we just sit here so concerned, we just consume with what we ain't got. What we, you know what I mean? Right here, it's telling you. You seek him, you trusting in him, you fearing him, you delighting in him, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You're going to be real straight. You're going to be real straight because all that which is good, you ain't going to want. Meaning you ain't going to lack. You ain't going to be impoverished from it. None of that. It's going to be there. You're going to have what you have need of. Hallelujah. So that question going to keep coming back around. So what we missing? What you ain't getting? That got you off in left field. You know, when you off in left field, you causing issues. I had another young blood come to me last, man. He hit me up Thursday, but you know where we live at. I can't listen to no messages. So I sat here. Everybody was gone. I was up about 12:30. I had about 35 messages on Young Bloods. I was catching up with another 40-something on Sons of Jacob, but that was Elder Rufus kind of putting out his news. So I was like, okay. So I just kind of skipped to the end with that, you know, straight drip. You know, I'm just going through each one, each group, just like catching up. And these Young Bloods, they got questions. And, you know, so I'm just like, here we go. And we got some people, they're not content. They ain't want. That's what he was speaking on. Not him, but others who he's hearing. He's hearing a certain voice. He's hearing a certain sound. And these folks are in want. They're not delighting. They're not fearing. And they ain't seeking. They just there. Thinking they old. And he's hearing this. And it's disturbing him. You see what I mean? And that's why I said I'm in a very somber state last few days. All right, go. All right, so also, this won't also is from also another word, H 26:37, is to lack, to fail, want, lessen, be abated, bereave, decrease. All right, fail, make lower. Okay, and this won't also, that word right there is in Psalms 23:1. All right, y'all is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, all right, we're gonna move on. We're gonna go here. Proverbs 13:4, and it says, the soul of the sluggard desireth. The sluggard. You see, we still on this want stuff. What are you desiring? Right? And hath nothing. So, soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. So, that's something you doing. You diligent. You diligent to adding. Pastor talk about the talents. He reminds us of that constantly. You know what I mean? He's always talking about the talents. You know, he's also talking about those the servants, which add. And we have one that buried, right? And we have the two that added a little. You know, one added a little, one added greatly. Then one added nothing. So there's a diligent one right here. You know, and he shall be made fat. It's just like us, how hard we've worked to do what we've done. Y'all see. You can see we've worked diligently with the truck and stuff. Look at Ellie out there. He don't complain for nothing being out there. He don't whine. He don't bitch. He don't moan. If he needs something, he call and text. That's it. Jay, he been out there hitting it, getting it. That's it. And he just make sure he stop off, see his wife, and sometime he take her with him, and he chilling. Josiah, he just living the truck. Just hit it with it. They just diligent getting after it for the hole. For the hole. Deke Joseph, they just be here, pining away. Pining away. That's it. We just pining away as Israelites is what we doing. But we're not sluggards. When we show it as hell ain't lazy. And that's why we got the stuff we got. Now we got to keep it that way. All right. All right. We're going to switch gears and go to Philippians 4:10. All right. This is Paul speaking. Okay. And we just going to use an example. All right. And it says right here, but I rejoiced in Yahweh greatly. So he's rejoicing in Yahweh greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again. So he rejoiced in Yahweh that their care for him has flourished again. It's like us sending the past on these vacations. Yes. All right. Wherein ye were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. We just lacked a chance to do so. That's it. That's it. We just lacked a chance to do opportunities. John said on your butt. All right. It says 11. Not that I speak in respect of want. So he not speaking in respect to want. So the want in the Greek is G5304. All right. It says a falling short, penury, still same thing. It's poverty is what it is. So he's not speaking in want, you know, in respect of want or in respect to poverty, in respect of a lacking. Right. For I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. So once again, he just content. He ain't going to speak in this. I mean, he a tent maker. He go out and get it if he need. Right? Ain't that what he was? Yes, sir. With Aquila and Priscilla, he make himself some pennies if he need be. You know? But he's content, so he ain't going to speak in respect to poverty, right? He says, I know both how to be abased, right? So we got to do that. We got to do what our forefathers before us did. So I know both how to be abased. I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So, obviously, he trusting in something, right? Because he could do it all through Christ, right? So, he ain't just leaning on self. And this is, so you see what I'm saying? I'm saying you do one thing, you get this. You be this way, this is what you're going to have in the spirit, in the mind, subconscious mind. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. So we're going to continue on here. So being content is another big one because some folks ain't content. Their desires, their wants, they what they think they need consumes them. All right. So we're going to start here at 1 Thessalonians. Hey, tell her, take her in the room. Don't come out. Just keep her in there. She can't. That girl don't stop moving. Stay moving. All right. 1 Thess 4:1 says, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Master Yeshua, that as ye have received of us, how ye ought to walk and to please Yah. So ye would abound more and more. So we're going to stop there. We're going to skip down. But he's opening this up that as ye have received of us, how you ought to walk and please Yah. Right? So like I said, we saints, man, we ain't just supposed to just sit around thinking that just because we done woke up and we keeping some commandments that we owe something. Right. I mean, I keep the commands. I'm this. I'm that. I'm all of this. Right. You know, you start doing that, you get stagnant, then you lose your fire. Yeah. You know what I mean? You lose your zeal. You lose your passion. You lose your heart. You lose the vision on what we trying to do. Right. So he going to talk to us about how we ought to walk in order that we please Yah. Right. So I'm going to skip down verse 11 and it says, and that ye study to be quiet, right? And to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. Okay? And that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without. and that ye may have lack of nothing. Okay, so we're gonna hit on this real quick. So this is Thess, right? It's Thessalonians. Now everything in these letters, we in the same predicament. We're not ruling. We got patches of land which we call our own, but we don't have a land where all Israel could be to call on. It'd be nice to just be sitting up under pastor right now. Man, we all on one landmass, and all I'm doing is just, I'm just a go-between. Thus saith the master. That's what we doing. Boy, cause I'd be some kind of dude. Well, but hey, man, shut up. This man, y'all says, what we gonna do? Why we even having this discussion? I'm waiting. Like, let's get. So that's the type of dude. That's the kind of support I am. Now, El Roof said, hey, or I'm just gonna come to you and let you know. I ain't even gonna say who said it. Hey, look, this is what we doing. That's it. Why are we talking? See, I'd be so confident in my order. See, right now I gotta think about all those different things. I mean, what y'all think? You know, in some areas, I'm just saying this is what it is. But you know, that'd be so easy to do. Pleasing y'all. But anyway, but we're not like that. We are here in our enemy's land, still in captivity, and we have to navigate out here. Remember when we first got here, I said, you ain't out there trying to make friends, and everybody need to know what the hell we got going on. Nobody need to know where we at, what we growing, what we building, how we live, how we function. Hey, we don't care. We don't care about these folks being our business. So he tells us right here pretty much, you know, we got to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. That's all he tells us. You know, we're going to study, be quiet, do our own business, you know, and work with our hands. And we doing that as we commanded you. And then right here when it says walk honest, right here, all right, and talk about walking honest. This is walking honest as an employment in our affairs. We got trucking business. We just doing our business. We're going to function, right? Occasion, demand, requirement. You know, that's it. You know, that we may have lack of nothing. All right, so we ain't going to have lack of, I'm sorry, that's what that is, lack. It's employment. So we ain't going to have a lack of employment, a lack of any affairs, occasions, demand, requirements. We won't be destitute, you know what I mean? You know, we won't lack in business. We won't lack in necessity, okay? Because y'all ain't going to leave us without. But we got to be first doing something, right? We got to be doing what? Walk as they did so we please him. And then we won't have lack of these things. But we also got to walk honest. You see, so all these things we got to do in order to have this. So that we don't lack. All right. And then these words are from another one. It says to furnish what is needed. Okay. To use what is provided. To treat or act towards one in a given manner. To employ one in a given manner. To graze against, touch slightly, all right? To entreat use, all right? All right, we're going to go down. Let me see here. All right, we got James 1, okay? It says, verse 5, James 1, 5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, okay? Lack wisdom. It means you absent of it. You destitute of wisdom, okay? Let him ask of Yah. Okay, I like, man, Father, help me with this. I mean, even when we have leadership meetings, judgments, whatever, you know, literally every one of us, you could hear them. They go, man, I'm asking y'all to lead me with this one. And I was praying, man, y'all help me. You hear pastors say during the preacher's halftime. Sure, hell, sometimes you see the sisters, Jesus help me. You hear them. You know, you hear them. We all be saying it, right? Let them ask y'all that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. All right, so if you lack wisdom, you're going to ask of him, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. All right? Verse 7, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of Yahweh. So you can't receive nothing. These desires, you desire wisdom. You lacking in wisdom. Are you lacking in a need that you feel is a need? Don't think he going to get anything of y'all right here. Verse 7 saying, if he wavering. Mm-hmm. Small and faith, you ain't going to get nothing. Like I said, most I got away at reaching the leaders. you know, leadership bad. Okay, pray. I promise you, he'll get in touch if it mean anything. If it mean anything at all, he'll get in touch with him. I promise you. It'll be something discussed at the leadership. It'll be something. He got a way of getting a hold of him. Of me, of us. He has a way of doing it. And just like a wife. Think your man off? Pray. I promise you. If he's a righteous man, y'all get a hold of him. If he righteous. You know, because you know, you can be disgruntled like, man, she was right. And you just hold it in. Don't tell her nothing. You're just going to carry on like everything's good. Then maybe introduce a study and be like, you know, we're going to talk about this today, baby. You know, and I've been thinking about this. You know, we had this conversation the other day. Maybe last month. Maybe you might ain't bring shit up. You might just try to bring it out in the study like you just figured it out. Ain't going to tell her nothing. You ain't going to say, you know, honey, you had a point. I tell y'all many times. I tell you that. I don't do that all the time no more because you know, she ain't been right in a long time. But man, early on in our marriage, man, I'd be like, dang, man. And she told me, hey, I prayed. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you prayed. Because I ain't got no peace. Because I had to come tell you. Hey, listen, I was wrong. All right, shit. Digest. And I'll stay humble. Straight up. But Yah has a way of getting a hold of, I'm telling you, Yah, his order is great. It's good. You know, children, I can't give y'all no bright ideas. You know, the order of Yah, and they going to start praying, right? Mouth the babes, you know. We're going to do the slapping back down. Shut up. Stay in your place. But you lack wisdom, better ask, though. But, you know, your faith got to be there, though. You know, ask in faith, nothing wavering. All right? Because Yah does have a way of getting a hold of his men. But that's if everyone's right. See, your faith got to be on point. And number one, even if he rotten, guess what? Yah, who find a way to deal with that rotten elder or teacher or whatever the case may be? He will. He's done it already. He's done it already. All right? So, let's see here. You know, we're all, you know, Yah's children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, at least we're supposed to be, right? We're supposed to walk as such. Okay? And if that is the case, then right here, I got right here. You know, Yah ain't going to leave us. Once again, this is us asking. These are desires. This is what is you missing. I mean, let me read. Matthew 7. All right? Matthew 7, starting at verse 8. We're going to go down to verse 12. All right? And it says, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. Okay? And it says, and he that seeketh, he findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Right? And right here in 9 it says, or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him. See, he want to give you good. But once again, you got to be delighting. You got to be fearing. You got to be seeking. You see what I mean? You got to have these things. You got to be content. Right? Then he'll give you good. He faithful and just to do so. He really is. But if you a child, this is where we at. He know how to give you good. Verse 12, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. Mm-hmm. For this is the law and the prophets. Hallelujah. So I got a real question. Do we ever practice asking in order to know how to ask? You know, sometimes what happens is you hear a pastor and he's preaching and teaching and he's talking about asking, right? He's talking about these things. But how do you do it? You know, I know you full of condemnation. Well, I ain't going to ask because, you know, my heart ain't right. Well, ask anyway. Let's see. You know, you got to start practicing, right? You know, all these things, you got to start praying. Everything you see in the book, you got to start practicing. I'm preaching my home. Well, shoot, when's the last time you've been preached to your home? When's the last time you taught your family? You know, these things we got to think about. I mean, do you instruct the children? I mean, do you tell the wife how you want her to be and instruct her on how to think and all this and that? We gotta do that. Yep, sir. You gotta practice first, though. You might tell her something wrong. You might as well just take that to the bank. You gonna have shortcomings and failures. Just like Pat said, well, every leader, right? You gotta give him time. He gonna make mistakes as well, right? I made tons since I've been the head of fellowship. Been an elder, I mean, whoop-de-doo. But I make less and less as the time goes on. Pastor makes less and less as the time goes on. Elder Rufus and all the other elders and heads, they make less mistakes as more and more time goes on. We give y'all less answers, too, as time goes on, too. Because we're not so quick to answer you. Because it's going to be easy for you to say, well, elder, you said. I know, I'm pretty sure I did. And I just tell y'all, remind me, because I'm going to forget. I just flat tell you that right off the bat. I just say it. I'm going to forget. Remind me. It's a promise. So, but we have to start. You got to practice. You know, I mean, don't be just bad for, I mean, you don't practice with heavy stuff. Practice with light stuff. You know, practice with light stuff. Because you got to be able to discern yourself. You got to be able to discern the voice which you are hearing. Right? It's just like deliverance. You start practicing deliverance. Well, sure, I think I got this wrong. Or hit on that. Well, and you sitting down getting counseled, you about to get deliverance. And boy, you getting counseled on not getting deliverance. And you just need to tell them deliverance works. Man, look, go ahead and just cast this out. Just say it. Let's see if we get something. Sometimes you just got to do that. Let's just see if we get something. Just leave it there. Just say it. And then as discernment comes, and maybe you can hit on some other stuff, but just say it anyway, because it may be something there. So do something like, I can't give you a real good example, but you know, I don't know, y'all should, man, if this is your voice telling me to do X, Y, Z, let this happen. I don't know, just something real light. Man, guess what? And make it real hard then, if you have to. And you won't be making no moves because you're going to make it so extraordinarily difficult, ain't nothing moving and shaking. Let's say, for instance, Eleazar went to get a wife for Isaac and said, all right, you know, the woman who comes and fetches me water, that's the one. I mean, just something that simple, right? He might, if y'all going to, you know, how else can he deal with you? You know? I'm not saying, you know, that you're seeking after a sign. I'm just, but in a sense, you are. You're asking, like, show me something. Should maybe get four signs before you act. Got to start asking somewhere, right? Got to start making this Bible come. Everybody used to say this years ago when I knew there was just evil around me. I used to pray for all kinds of stuff. I used to be sending curses. You know, even as a brother, I used to be just sending curses and just seeing this stuff just pop up and see if stuff just, people start just falling out or whatever, you know. And stuff just started happening. I'm like, dang, man, I'll pray for that. You know what I mean? This must be it. Or I'll pray again. Okay, I'm going to go this way. Man, dang, that happened too. And I start learning, discerning the voice, right? Especially if I want to hear, right? If I want to hear. Now, if I'm trying to figure something out, I'm asking things to happen, and I figure things out. But then if I want to know the voice that I'm hearing and listen to, is this me? Is this the Hashatan? Is this... You know, you got to start asking, though. Then you got to start testing the voice to know if it is of him. All right? But we got to start asking. You know? Let me see here. Then we got James 4. We're going to hit that real quick. 4:2. All right, everybody knows this. Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not. Because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust. Okay, so this amiss is G2560 is badly, sickly, wrongly, greatly, badly in need, greatly, badly in need. It says amiss, diseased. So amiss also means diseased, evil, grievously, miserably, sick, and sore. It's almost like giving the child the rod. You ain't supposed to do it when you're pissed off and angry. You know, it's same thing. When you ask, you know, you don't want it to be evil, you know. I mean, boy, one time I heard a sister, like I said, she spoke some evil stuff and was hoping some bad stuff happened to some saints because she just didn't want them around no more. I was just like, man, that prayer ain't getting answered. Yeah, that's like she's grieved, she's miserable, and that shit's evil. And it's injurious. I mean, shoot, you don't want y'all to have these two wives? You want that husband and wife out of here? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty bad. So I saw it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't be praying for somebody to be up. You know what I mean? That don't make no sense. Mm-hmm. All you could do is a prayer that the evil that is dwelling within them, that you perceive as in them, that they be gone. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say I want Joseph gone. No, nah, man, I'm about to pray for you for real. So I want you to see self. And I want you to come and say, man, I need deliverance for X, Y, Z. That's what I would want. You know what I mean? Get whatever in you out that's causing the havoc within. That's how I should be prayed. All right. Let's see here. You know, we got that which is so, you know, Most High not going to leave us in want. I mean, everybody knows that. And we're going to start with that which is natural, right? So we'll hit this. So I'll say this. Most High even gave his Holy Spirit unto us, which shall lead us into all truth and knowledge. You know, not leaving us lost. He's not leaving us without. He's not leaving us lacking. He's not leaving us destitute or any of that. He's not leaving us without knowledge. Okay? And so we'll just hit it from a natural perspective. All right? Deuteronomy 15:7. It says, if there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in thy land, which Yahweh Elohim giveth unto you, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother, but thou shalt open thine hand wide unto him, and shalt surely lend him sufficient. Not just lend to him. Not really, ain't even lend, it's give. You just give to him. You just give it up. That's it. All right. Sufficient for his need. All right. In that which he wanteth. Meaning lacking. Whatever it is, he's in that area which he's lacking. You give it up. All right. Verse 9. Beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand. Man, I tell you, man. Even back then. Boy, I tell you, we just had these thoughts like this. You know. Well, shoot, if I could just make it to this, I ain't got to give him shit. That's really what that's saying. If I could just hold out. I ain't gonna give him sufficiently. I'm gonna give him for him just for today. Maybe CT can give him tomorrow. You know, or I'm gonna lie. I got it. I'm gonna lie and say, well, you know, go down there to Christian. You know, and I see you again. Yeah, but we work together though. I see you again. Maybe go Dez. I just keep sending you all these other places because I don't want to give. Honestly, man, off bat. We back then, I just say, man, you wanna be a servant? You just come on in. I'd just rather do that. That'd be my first option for you. Bro, if you're going to keep coming back here every day, this is your option right here. I give you that. And that is law and just and holy per our law, brother. Because, man, bro, you've been doing this for months now. Obviously, you ain't getting no better. You know what I mean? So, but let's see here. Let's finish this up. The release is at hand. And thine eye be evil against thy brother. So you not giving is you being evil. And thou givest him not. And he cry unto Yahweh against thee, and it be sin unto thee. All right. So that's sin. All right. Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved. So this is beginning of being a cheerful giver. But be happy to give. Happy to provide. Happy to make sure that your brother and sister got what they need. All right. When thou givest unto them. Because that for this thing Yahweh, the Elohim, shall bless thee in all thy works. So he'll bless you in your works when you give, and in all that thou puttest thine hand unto do. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to the needy in thy land. So Yah's always covered his people. Even in a natural sense, right here. Even when you're poor, you have the gleanings of the field, right? And then literally all throughout the Tanakh and the Torah, you see him supporting the fatherless, the widow, and the poor. Yeah, that's what you see continually. These are the three areas where he's like, hey, you don't leave them destitute. You don't leave them uncovered. You make sure that they don't lack, right? And even the Romans at that time, what? They had an uproar right now because they were the daily administration. You know, you ain't taking care of your own. What they were saying, complaining. Okay, so Even in this, now back then, once again, we had our own land. On landmass, we're all together. Once again, that's like all these communities that are spread out. That's like us being on one landmass. You see what I'm saying? And but you know, everybody had their little craft and stuff. Everybody making their own money, but we just on one landmass. See, then at that point, we could really institute something like this. Right now, shoot, you know, we spread like Romans. So we're creating these communities as a safe haven for all the saints, you know, that are willing, but are more than that worthy to be invited. You know, this is a blessing to be able to live on a community. You know, so people that abhor it, or people that disdain it, or you know, have a disdain for it, or people that don't take advantage of the opportunities being here and pulling their weight in order to want to help in every area they can, want to be servants, want to increase their learning for the profit of everyone. Not just for self, but for the profit of everyone. You know, you find yourself in this state right here. All right, so then we move on to that which is spiritual, okay? And this is John 14:16. It says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." So he not going to leave us comfortless, right? So comfortless, you look behind that word, is bereaved, parentless, right? Fatherless. So he's going to continue to be a father unto us, to take us by the hand, to lead us by the way, to teach us diligently if we will receive, to teach us diligently if we would stop and listen, if we would stop and read, right? If we would sing unto him, you know, all these things. So y'all ain't leaving us destitute. He ain't doing it. So we ain't going to lack. We won't have a reason to lack. All right. John 16:13, it says, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come." All right. So he's going to be the mover and the shaker of all things. This ruach, this comfort that's going to be upon us. And so I'm reading all this today to show us how we don't have a lack. All right. But we're going to go down this end right here, this stretch right here. I got a few things I'm going to read off. And, you know, in my mind right here, these are things, you know, our desire can be these things right here. This is where our mind could be fixated on, you know, not, "Oh, I want to be holy so I can receive my desire." The idea is that your desire is to be closer to the King. You know, your desire should be that you do that which is right in his eyes. Your desire is whatever his desire is for you. And if you're not there, you need to obtain to get there. You see what I mean? This is not about beating any one person. Now, this is, hey, this is for everyone. Anyone can latch on to this. You know, I mean, because everyone got wants personally. But if your desire ain't to him, you ain't getting nothing. He can't even work. He can't even work in your life. I would at least want him working in my life, right? So I always like to use the marriage analogy, because that's like a huge one, right? And like I said, I was literally willing to just be Paul. You know, I was just, man, Erica, shoot, hey. You know, I saw from afar and was like, you know what, I'm good. Literally praying, hey, take the desire for this, give it to you. Just let my desire be on you and that's it. And I'll be good. Now, you know, deep down, it'd be nice to have that, but it's like, I don't really need it. I was looking on the bright side of stuff. I was like, man, shoot, I could have my bed to myself. I always think about all these things, that the benefits of being by myself. You know, I was like, hey, all I got to take care of is me, and that's it. You know, I used to start thinking like that. You know, shoot, why add things on? You know, you're trouble in the flesh, and you know what I mean? All these different things, and these children, you know, children seen through some stuff. You know, children seem, man, they do. Children, they out there getting shocked, you know, falling into the creek, you know, busting their heads, and, you know, got stuff growing on their eyelids, you know what I mean? It's like, man, you over here hyperventilating, praying for them, over here damn near choking and shit, you know, just, they seen through some stuff. Shoot, better to abide as I. Shoot, I understand, Paul, I get it now. I understand. I tell brothers now, I don't even be in a rush. I told one of them, he betrothed. I said, hey, man, when you getting married? He said, man, whenever he married, yeah. I said, man, whatever he say, push it out another year. I tell him, just prolong it, brother. It's already, you betrothed, right? Yeah, so it's an agreement. It's already a problem. Y'all for each other. Yeah, right? Okay, just wait. Just I'm telling you, Dane, man. I'm telling you. You don't know her like you think you do. I promise you. She meek and quiet now. Holler at me in 3 weeks, 3 months. Get at me, dog. Let me know. So, but I like to use that analogy because that really brings home, though, you know, that point, because you're in such a rush to get these things. But then, and I said this during the preaching, if your mind is fixated on what you don't got, right, then your mind ain't on him. And if your mind is fixated on achieving these other items, you're really still putting them before him. They're actually before the king. You know, you ain't got the king first. See, I'm type, man, I like clarity. I just like yes or no. And should I even be thinking, Pastor, what do you think? Should I even be thinking of this? No. Okay, cool. Thanks. Pretty simple. I remember, man, I asked him about once, so she was older than me. And I was like, man, I discerned this woman like me over here. And I was just, and he gave me the short, swift, and skinny real quick. And I was like, bet. And I ain't even look that way no more. I ain't even give it a thought. I was like, all right, cool. I knew where I needed to go. Yeah, it was like, man, I like that. I like clarity. It's good to have others ahead of you. Should I look at that? No. Okay, great. Cool. It's nice. I can only imagine how it's going to be for these boys, man. They're going to have it made in the shade. They're going to have it made in the shade. Son, don't look at that. Don't do it. You, it ain't for you. I promise you. I'm telling you. And mama going to be right there. Hey, better see your father. Hey, you better hear him. You know what I mean? They have all the backup in the world. All right, cool. They still stand down. All right, let me finish this up. So, this is what our desire can be, all right? Psalms 27:4, it says, one thing have I desired of Yahweh that I will seek after. You know, it's a song. That I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of Yahweh and inquire in his temple. You see, we can stay fixated on that and be pushing for that, driving for that, be driven for that. That's the difference just to say it, to sing it, but to be driven for it, another story. Proverbs 8:17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. See, we should be wanting to hear his voice. We should be wanting a special relationship. You know what I mean? To where, let me know you're there. He just touched us and we just, oh, yeah. You know, don't leave either. You know what I mean? Get a little hint of anointing. And, oh, yeah. Yeah, stay right there. You know. Be like Brother Willie Sharpe hit that one night. Just, oh. Boy, he was dunking on him. And so, but Psalms 108:2. It says, awake, psaltery in heart. I myself will awake early. Says, I will praise thee, O Yahweh, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. Hallelujah. We're going to hit Psalms 63:1-3. And it says, the Psalm of David, when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Man, that's an extreme thirst. Like, I'm not content until I get in this today. I'm not content unless I stop, pull over, and acknowledge you today. I'm not content walking or driving off this land. Well, you know what I mean? It's, see, this is, that's what a spirit got to be. Ellie got to be in the truck like, wheels ain't moving. I got to acknowledge you as the king today, first and foremost, before I even budge. You see what I mean? So these are some good words, but this is some extreme thirst. I can't be content. See, the thing is you not that, I haven't got it in today. No, it's like, no, I can't. I'm not content unless I do this. I'm going to be troubled unless I do this. You know, this is the difference. Okay. Verse 2, it says, I see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. You know, so sometimes I read these words, man, it's just, you know, it don't do justice just reading them, man. It's like, man, it's like you just start trying to comprehend them and what he's saying, you know, breaking it down. Matthew 6:33, and everybody know this. But seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. All right. So we got to focus on what's right before us, right before us. All right. I'm going to end it with this. And I posted some of this on Facebook, man. And I really enjoyed what I read. I read this, man. I posted a little bit of this. I'm going to read it right here. It's in Sirach. All right, it's Sirach 39. All right, now think about this. All right, so we got these desires, we got all these things we want. This is a cloud in our mind, man. We full of this, right? But check this out. Are you this? But he that giveth his mind to the law of the Most High, and is occupied in the meditation thereof, will seek out the wisdom of all the ancient, and be occupied in prophecies. All right, so it says he will keep the sayings of the renowned men, and where subtle parables are, he will be there also. Okay, he will seek out the secrets of grave sentences and be conversant in dark parables. He shall serve among great men and appear before princes. He will travel through strange countries, for he hath tried the good and the evil among men. He will give his heart to resort early to Yahweh that made him, and will pray before the Most High, and will open his mouth in prayer and make supplication for his sins. When the great Elohim will, he shall be filled with the spirit of understanding. So this is us meditating, reading, praying for comprehension. And when he will, when Elohim will, he shall be filled with the spirit of understanding. He'll give it to him. But in his timing, you know, because he ain't about to give it to you. Oh, I got this morning. Boy, I ain't read in like 6 months, you know, but I'm up now. I'm reading. I wonder what that mean. And Father, give me the answer. And he ain't gonna just give it to him. Yeah, you just read what? You read a chapter today after 6 months and think y'all about to just pop out an answer to you? You don't even meditate on the book. You don't meditate on the word. You don't spend no time in it. But you want answers. You want comprehension. That ain't happening. You know what I mean? So he shall pour out wise sentences and give thanks unto Yahweh in his prayer. He shall direct his counsel and knowledge, and in his secrets shall he meditate. In his secrets. So once again, you know, I was reading this, man, and I read that earlier in the weekend when I was doing this morning, man. That just came back to my mind. I'm saying to myself, see, this right here, is you see what they occupied in. And, you know, I was talking to Brother Lee, I think it was. And, well, I ain't going to let that out. I'll tell you off camera. But I had these brothers, man. They pray for certain things and literally, and they just give themselves to this. Because y'all wants all of you, not just a piece of you. Yeah. And so they just focus on giving everything. Give myself to the service. I'm going to give myself to this elder here. I'm going to give myself to this pastor. I'm going to give, Father, you see what I'm doing. I'm following this book. I'm putting myself, set myself before a great man. You set up, and this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going back. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to give myself fully unto you. And that's it. And that's it. I'm just focusing in this area. Well, Father, hey, if this be, hey, we didn't let this happen. I ain't going to worry about it. And they in it to win it. And that's it. So, after all that, what you missing? You know, most people just missing a relationship with the King. That's it. At the end of the day, that's really what you're missing. That's why you can't be content. That's why you're not satisfied. That's why you so caught up in your desires and your thoughts. I know your thoughts is king. Your thoughts is higher than everyone else around you. I know your shit's up here. This is what should be going on. Yeah, it's just you and your little kingdom. This is what it should be. Well, if I was in that position, this would happen. Okay, well, you ain't. You see what I mean? So I can talk it because I've been there. You know what I mean? So that's what we got to think about. So what you missing? Hallelujah.